Okay, I'm recording.
Okay, well, NYC Avery sets up with the standard 99 of 9 setup. Oh, not quite the standard setup. He has dogs behind the trap, but he has not yet given in to the latest fad of unbalanced setups, putting both horses on one wing and the camel on the other. It's a symmetrical setup, and Eltrupus responds with the unbalanced setup, both horses in the west, the camel in the east. It's a little bit interesting. Most people who use the unbalanced setup put the horses on the A and B files rather than on the B and C files. The horse behind the trap, one of the ideas behind having the double horse setup is to potentially frame a horse that's pulled out by the opponent. But for the frame, one usually counts on the back of the trap being covered by small pieces. So one doesn't need a horse behind the trap to hold in the frame. One needs the horses on the A and B file in order to stop the opposing horse from running away if it's taken hostage. Both players make their first move rather quickly. Avery uses one move to bring his camel from the east to the west, one step closer to the two silver horses. I think that's becoming the standard response. When one player has both horses on one wing, the other likes to get the camel onto that wing. And on move 3G, NYC Avery puts the camel yet still closer. They're both building a reserve. They have 60 seconds to move, but neither player has used their full 60 seconds yet. Eltrupus gets his elephant right next to the gold camel. That's an elephant's main job. It makes sense to do that. Now, there's a little bit of a tricky balancing act for gold. Does the gold camel want to get pulled out or not? It's common to swarm. That is, it's a reasonable strategy. I shouldn't say it's common, but it has been tried to swarm with the camel on the wing where both the silver horses are. If both of the opponent's horses are there, perhaps they can be buried under the swarm. And it's not so bad to have your own camel buried if both of the opposing horses are buried as well. But move 4G doesn't look like an intended swarm, because actually it looks like move 4G used two steps unnecessarily. It would have taken one step to move the horse to A3 and one step to move the camel to B3, and two steps were just sort of wasted using the bringing the horse up and around instead of directly over to B3. Wonder if that could possibly have been a mismatch. So Eltrupus has a decision here. If he's afraid of the swarm, taking the gold camel hostage would be silly, because you're just pulling the camel out and the camel wants to come forward. So he might decide just to use his elephant to keep the situation under control on that wing and advance on the east instead, or develop some other pieces. He might want to get his horse out from behind the trap. But no, he is not afraid of the swarm. He pulls out the gold camel, says, "Go ahead and swarm me." And we'll see if NYC Avery is still not interested in swarming. It'd be pretty easy to just move the elephant, gold elephant, over one step, unfreezing the camel to retreat the camel. This game is the third and deciding game of the first round match between the Ring of Fire Club and the Atlantics Club. NYC Avery is representing the Atlantics, and Eltrupus is representing the Ring of Fire. Wow, so that's not exactly a swarm. NYC Avery advances the camel, and it doesn't look like a swarming type maneuver, because it's gone for the middle. Normally camel advances when somebody does a camel advance, intending for their camel to be taken hostage. They advance their camel up the middle. the advancer camel up the wing. Camel in the middle, probably he's not intending to have the camel taken hostage, and with the silver elephant 3 steps away, would not have been possible to take the gold camel hostage. Now, the gold camel is not frozen. It's next to the gold elephant, so it can easily retreat, and I expect it to retreat, because otherwise it would be probably forked between the two silver traps. Go ahead, Omar.
Don't mind me, I'm just typing. And my shift key is set to push for talk.
Okay, well, maybe you could set...
are you getting echo when that happens?
Yes, I am hearing an echo.
Oh, okay. All right, let me... Well, I'm done typing anyway, so... shouldn't happen anymore. Sorry about that.
Okay, no big deal. So, the gold camel did retreat on move 6G, but not far enough. Now, it's too late. It takes 2 steps for the gold elephant to unfreeze it. So, the gold camel cannot now retreat back to NYC Aubrey's side. It can retreat 2 steps sideways. That is to say, it could get over to the G5 square, but it can't come back to F4, because from F4 the silver elephant would just push it directly into the F6 trap. So it can, it probably is wise to retreat the gold camel now to G5, unfreeze it with 2 steps from the elephant, and then take 2 steps east with the gold camel. Because if that doesn't happen, the gold camel can be forked between the two silver home traps. And if it's forked between the two traps, the gold elephant can only keep one trap safe. So between the two traps, it would be essentially impossible for gold to save his camel. NYC Aubrey does not retreat the gold camel, and now the correct move for silver is to push the camel into the D6 square. Push it twice, ending with the camel in the D6 square. The camel cannot push forward because there's a phalanx on D7. The camel is strong enough to push the dog, but there's nowhere to push the dog to. And therefore... Therefore, NYC Aubrey could only save the camel by defending the C6 trap with another piece. Well, L-Tripus makes the correct move, and now the gold elephant can't get to the C5 square. Even if it could get to the C5 square, sure, then it would be protecting the C6 trap, but it wouldn't be protecting the F6 trap anymore. And so the gold camel is threatened in C6, and the only way to prevent the gold camel from dying on the very next turn is for NYC Aubrey to advance a piece, either the dog or the horse, to the C5 square. Unfortunately for NYC Aubrey, even if that piece is advanced to C5, it can be pushed into the C6 trap with a frame. And the framed piece, whether it's a, it could be a dog, it could be the horse, either one will not be able to push off the trap. It will be held in by the two silver horses. So that frame would be pinning the gold camel on the D6 square, and allowing that pin is the only way to save the camel itself. Now, the camel would be able to leave, losing the pinned piece, whatever piece was pinned there, but it's too bad to be down a piece already on move 9. The alternative would be, after a piece advances, to save the camel, and that piece is then duly framed, then the gold elephant could come to where the silver elephant is now to prevent the camel from being dislodged. So that would then save all of the gold pieces. Gold would not have lost any piece yet. Interesting that Gold passed on his final step. At this stage of the game, there's almost always something useful to do with the final step. Advance a rabbit, advance a cat, advance something. But he passed on the final step. Now the correct move for silver is to use two steps to frame the gold horse with the silver elephant, and that will require the gold elephant to come to the d5 square to prevent the gold camel from being knocked out, killing the horse. So we'll then have a situation where gold, silver's elephant and two horses, silver elephant and two silver horses, are tying up the gold elephant, horse, and camel. Oh, very interesting. Okay, so I didn't see the tactic that El Tripas made. I didn't foresee the tactic, I should say. Now, the gold horse is not adequate to defend the c6 trap, but the gold elephant can now make it to the c5 square. So the gold horse can move one back or one to the west, and the gold elephant can now come to c5, defending the c5 square, and this is a slightly better outcome. Now, the reason the gold elephant is free to defend the c6 trap on move 9g, and it wasn't free to defend the trap on 8g, is because the gold camel was forked. So on move 8g, if the gold elephant had been able to come to c5, the gold camel would have just been captured in the f6 trap. But now the gold camel is no longer threatened in the f6 trap. So if the gold elephant were to now come to c5, now with the, let's say, with the gold horse moving to the to square b5, then it would create an interesting situation. It becomes difficult for silver to force that material win. Because if now, okay, and in fact gold saw that possibility. Now, if the silver elephant pulls the gold camel back one square, it would again be forked. Gold would again have the difficulty, where am I going to make a... how am I going to defend both the c6 and the f6 trap? So it would be a difficult situation. But because the gold camel would be next to the c6 trap, that would give the gold elephant access to the c6 square. So temporarily, the c6 would be safe for the gold elephant, and the elephant could step into c6, push away one of the silver horses, threatening to capture a silver horse should the gold camel be captured. And compared to the situation when El Tripas passed on the opportunity to frame the gold horse, compared to that situation, gold should consider himself lucky if he escapes with capturing a horse in exchange for having his camel be captured. So now the gold camel is once again doomed. Gold again cannot defend both c6 and f6. But if the gold elephant on 10g steps one forward into the c6 trap and then pushes the silver horse on b6 south to b5, then not only is there an immediate threat to capture the silver horse on c7, so if the gold camel were immediately captured, that would allow gold to respond on 11g by taking the silver horse in the c6 trap. So camel for horse is not as bad as the situation could have been. But if silver delays capturing the gold camel after the gold elephant has come through the trap and pushed that silver horse back, if silver were to delay capturing the camel just by pushing it one square, pushing it to e6 instead of pushing it all the way into f6, that would prevent gold from making any capture in the C6 trap, it is true, but the silver horse could then be pushed back and captured in the F3 trap. So, as I see it, if NYC Avery makes the correct move here on 10G, pushing the silver horse south with his elephant, that correct move will result in a camel for horse trade, which is a serious disadvantage, but not as serious a disadvantage as having your horse framed, your camel pinned, all three major pieces tied down, leaving the silver camel to rule the rest of the board. And that's even worse than a camel hostage situation, because if your elephant, which is defending a camel hostage situation, leaves, then you lose the camel. That was a situation where had, I'm going back now, sorry, I'm trying to see which move it was. So silver's move 8S, had silver framed the horse, then it would be much better than a camel hostage situation. It would be threatening, if the gold elephant were ever to leave, it would be threatening to win both a camel and a horse with a frame on 8S. But no sense living in the past. Now, NYC Avery has in fact made a move threatening to win a silver horse, but he chose the wrong square for his elephant to land on, because now on 10S, silver is not obliged to capture the gold camel immediately. Silver can instead push the gold camel just one square from D6 to E6, and then the silver elephant would land on D6, and the silver elephant would be protecting the C6 trap so that no capture could be made. And because of where the gold elephant then is, it can't bring back a silver horse. Now you notice the last two steps of silver's move, 10S, brought the silver camel out to the C5 square. The reason for bringing the camel out to the C5 square is that silver didn't want gold to bring a second defender over to the C5 square, and the horse or dog could have run up, tried to protect the gold camel, and delayed capture further. So that silver horse, silver camel coming out to C5 stops any defense. Now gold is simply going to lose a camel for nothing, instead of losing a camel for a horse. On 11G, we see now the move that NYC Avery needed to make on 10G. And now, sadly, it's too late, because the gold camel can be captured. The silver elephant can push the gold camel into the trap and then come right back to D6. So that prevents any capture in C6. The silver camel, the last step, silver is anticipating that now the gold elephant is no longer buried. When the gold elephant was on C7, all of a sudden the silver camel became very bold, marches right out into the middle of the board and doesn't fear anything happening. Shortly, however, gold may have an opportunity to cross sides with his elephant, and when that happens, the silver camel doesn't want to be in danger. So now gold is down by a camel. This is a huge deficit and very difficult to recover from. One still must do something. So the actual move by gold is threatening the silver horse with capture in the C3 square. This can be easily defended by the silver elephant for three steps, with the fourth step, if silver should choose, silver could retreat his camel, but a more aggressive policy would be reasonable. Once you're up by a camel, you should be in a position to contest both opposing traps. That is, being ahead by a camel in this position, silver can hope to never suffer a capture for the rest of the game. Interesting. So instead of protecting his horse, Silver offers a horse trade. There's no necessity of that on Silver's part. With this material advantage, he should be able to contest both of the opposing traps and never have any of his pieces captured until the game is over. Okay, a trade doesn't hurt Silver, but it doesn't help Silver either, and it seems to me aiming a little bit too low. If I were gold, I would go ahead and take that trade right here on 13G. Go ahead and trade the horses, because, okay, this isn't going to happen, but if you were to trade off all, let's say you could trade off, just keep making even trades. I'll trade you a horse for a horse. I'll trade you a dog for a dog. Trade off even trades to all the pieces to where it got down to a gold elephant and 8 rabbits against a silver elephant, 8 rabbits, and a silver camel, then Silver would be winning by less than at present. So an even trade, I would say, wow, that's the best deal I'm going to get as gold. If I can make an even trade, I'll be happy that I didn't just lose something for nothing. Having declined the even trade, now gold is forcing Silver on 13S to protect the C3 trap. And forcing Silver to protect the trap is actually bad, because when the gold and the silver elephant are deadlocked, the silver camel becomes the strongest free piece. And so now gold has, by declining the trade, created an elephant deadlock situation. In an elephant deadlock, neither elephant can profitably leave. And normally, in a regular position, if there's an elephant deadlock which neither elephant can leave, it's not clear who that elephant deadlock helps. I mean, your elephant is neutralizing mine, mine is neutralizing yours, nobody's elephant can do anything. But here, an elephant deadlock is not to gold's liking, because it does mean, that the silver camel is the strongest free piece on the rest of the board. The silver camel can go around doing whatever it likes. So the gold elephant, in order to really create any kind of situation that is troubling to Silver, the gold elephant really needs to take the silver camel hostage. Silver on 14S doesn't have any easy target or any immediate gain. One of the things that jumps out at me about the silver position, though, is how little the position is developed. That silver horse sitting on C7, the horse is not needed on C7. Why is the silver horse back there? The dogs can come forward, the rabbits can come forward. And so Eltrupus is choosing to fight on 14S, choosing to fight with his three advanced pieces, with his three big pieces. Not that that's bad, but it would certainly make the fight an easier fight if he were using all of his pieces. Gold on 15G, I would look for a way to get out of this elephant deadlock. I would look for a way to free the gold elephant to go and chase the silver camel, because chasing the silver camel is the only thing that could result in a favorable elephant deadlock for gold. But how to leave with the gold elephant? How can the gold elephant leave without immediate catastrophe happening around the C3 trap? Well, for that to happen, there need to be more defenders. There need to be defense by committee, small army defense, lots of gold pieces. There would need to be a gold defender probably all the way out on the C4 square. So maybe the gold elephant could come one square to C4, allowing the gold dog to come into the trap, gold rabbit up behind it, and then, well, you have to do something else. Maybe another advance. Get some pieces forward. And if you have some more pieces forward, then you're in a position to do defense by committee. You're in a position to defend your traps with numerous small pieces, enabling your one big piece, in this case gold's elephant, enabling the gold elephant to run free and do something else without losing material. That's another interesting plan. So the plan that gold actually chose is good, bringing the horse around. There's now some hope that that gold horse that came around to B5 will be able eventually to occupy the B3 square again. If the gold horse manages to occupy B3, dislodging the silver horse, again, that would be good because it would enable the gold elephant to start roaming freely. In particular, it would enable the gold elephant to come after the silver camel. Another possibility from that move is that the gold horse, rather than coming back to retake control of B3, could potentially advance to take control of B6. Then, if the gold elephant were controlling B6, then gold could contemplate leaving with his elephant just to create a race, saying, you know, I'm going to lose anyway. Go ahead and capture pieces in C3. As long as I have a race, I'll be able to have a chance. Silver's move 15S, one thought for 15S would have been to put the silver horse that's just stuck on C7 doing nothing, to put that silver horse to work on B6. Instead, silver advances camel plus rabbit. I'm glad that something else is advancing besides just the three big silver pieces, because big pieces do need help. It's hard for them to work on their own. Silver has an immediate threat of capturing the gold horse or gold dog in the C3 trap. That's not as severe a threat as it might first appear, because in order to do that, this is called false protection. There, you know, those gold dog and gold horse are protecting each other. It's called a false protection now because they can both be dislodged. However, dislodging both of them requires both the camel and the elephant to move, which means that gold could respond by taking the silver horse. So it's not as dire a threat as it may seem. But there's an even more important threat coming on here. That is a trap control threat. If the silver camel were to push the gold dog to the east with two steps, and then with the other two steps, the silver rabbit were to occupy the G3 square, then silver would have trap control. Silver would be controlling the C3 trap and would be threatening to make captures. It's kind of funny when a rabbit can be used for trap control. Usually, there's something that can push that rabbit off of the one side of the trap. But here, gold would have no more pieces over there, and so the camel and rabbit together would be making a pretty good trap control fight. Gold saw the danger, apparently, saw the danger from the false protection, but it's still a reasonable... Well, first of all, the last two steps of 16G probably should have been used to bring another defender of the C6 trap. Overprotecting the trap is a good idea. There is a possibility that silver will eventually get a gold threat going down there. But secondly, pulling the silver rabbit with those last two steps accomplishes exactly nothing. The idea of pulling rabbits, when you pull the opponent's rabbits, your idea in pulling the rabbits is to threaten them in one of your home traps. Which home trap is gold intending to threaten that rabbit in? Well, as soon as I said that it was a pointless move because there's nowhere for no trap in which the silver rabbit can be threatened, silver gave up control of the C3 trap. For some reason, moving his horse out of that wonderful square. Now, this I understand part of silver's move 16S. The silver camel is threatening the gold dog and also creating a false protection once again. That move can be defended simply by the false protection can be defended by advancing a gold rabbit. And in fact, it wouldn't need to be defended if the situation, if gold had used his steps to overprotect the trap on 16G, as I had been suggesting. But the other part of the move allows. Sorry, the horse moving out of the B3 square achieves for gold an objective that I was saying would be very desirable. Namely, it gets the it allows the gold elephant to come free. If gold were controlling two sides of the C3 trap with little pieces, that means that the gold elephant could leave without immediate catastrophe striking. It appears that gold didn't find any way, and I'm not sure there was any way, didn't find any way to protect the gold dog. And so silver can and should simply take that on move 17S. The false protection is off. The third defender has now defended the F3 trap. More importantly, there a danger has been set up. The danger to the silver camel that the gold elephant is no longer tied down, no longer necessary for the immediate defense of C3. In the long run, yes, the silver horse and silver elephant might be able to take control of the C3 trap, but in the short run, the gold elephant could come free, and silver needs to be aware of the fact that the gold elephant can start roaming free, and therefore probably retreat the silver camel right now. And taking the dog. Okay, you've got the dog in the bag. That dog will never come to life again. So that's a good thing to have happen. Having more pieces is a good strategy. We often talk about captures in terms of tactics, but strategically pieces are very valuable. If you have more pieces, that's my favorite strategy. And silver does in fact do that eventually. Now the gold elephant should spend three steps getting next to the silver camel. That's the way to make the position most complicated, most difficult for silver. But gold should also be aware of how soon he's going to be in danger, potentially, in the C3 trap. The silver horse has given up its wonderful B3 square, but it can still come to C2. Pushing the dog to D2, and then the gold horse would be in immediate danger. If gold takes one step here, in addition to three steps for the gold elephant getting next to the silver camel, one step for the gold cat to come up to D2. That would mean that if the silver horse wanted to push into the B2 square, I see that gold has other ideas. He's trying for a last-ditch goal attempt. That's a reasonable thing to do when you're far behind in material, attacking goal. I understand the motivation. However, the silver defense is extremely thick in that area. There are many pieces and rabbits, and just all that's involved in the attack here is the gold elephant and one rabbit. It's a very, very thin attack. Probably what the most likely result of this attack is that the gold rabbit will be aimed, pinning the gold elephant where it is. Silver needs five steps. No, silver only needs four steps to frame that gold rabbit. So the silver horse could move to B6, pushing the rabbit into C6, and with the final step move the rabbit up from C8 to C7. So this charge can be parried in a position that actually leaves the gold elephant worse off than it was before, to where it basically the only thing for gold to do would be then to sacrifice that gold rabbit. by abandoning it with the elephant. So it's a good theory, the countercharge, but the defense is just too strong in that area. On the other hand, it is getting Silver to think after Silver had built up all that reserve. Now, Silver didn't pin the gold rabbit, and I gives gold the option of just shuttling that rabbit over to H6, parking it there for future reference. It may come in handy later, but at least we didn't lose it right now, and then sending the gold elephant after the silver camel after all. Instead, the gold elephant continues to attack. Now, this attack is, I would say, even easier to meet than the previous. It only takes one step now from silver. On 19S, silver can build a phalanx on the B7 square. So all it takes now for silver to defend is one step with the rabbit, and now the gold elephant can't push through. The other two step, I mean two step to push the dog to D2, as I feared the silver horse would do. So that step with the gold cat stepping from D1 to D2 at some point in the last few moves, that's been a pretty good investment, because it would have forced the silver horse to push the gold dog into the trap, and from C3 inside the trap, the dog would have been able to step to C4, still defending the trap on two sides. Now the only defense of the trap is for the gold elephant to come back and defend it, and the gold elephant simply has to do that or lose a horse immediately. So no goal attack for gold. C3 in jeopardy. No counterattack on the silver camel. Things are looking fairly grim. I think that the best comfort silver has here would be that he won't be in pain for long. Before I suggested that silver should play so as, before silver offered the horse trade earlier, I suggested that silver could play so as to try to never lose a piece for the rest of the game. Well, now compared to then, silver has advanced his pieces slightly, has some little pieces in the middle, is better set up to swarm, and I think now that's just a more realistic plan for silver. I mean, not more realistic, but just easier to execute. Advancing the camel into the G3 square and bringing some pieces behind it. I see that gold is in serious time difficulty, and not surprising, it should be difficult to find a good move here. Three of the steps seem pretty forced, bringing the elephant back to the C4 square. The fourth step may be using to pull the rabbit from B7 to B6. That would just... Oh, on my screen, gold has timed out. Has it timed out on your screen too, Omar? I'm trying to reload to see if actually the game did end on move 20G. The game has... I was talking for several minutes with my interface stuck on 20G. Sorry about my client problems. Not quite sure why, because I have a new computer. But anyway, here we are on 22G is where we're looking now. Okay, so the silver camel has come into the G3 square. I very much approve of that proceeding. And it needs help. The silver camel should be supported by that silver dog that's sitting on C7. I'm glad that the silver horse that had been on... the silver dog that's on F7. I'm glad that the silver horse that had been on C7 finally came to life and found a job to do. I don't really see how gold can save that rabbit. That's threatened there, and so swarming the other trap So after that rabbit is pretty much toast, but after that rabbit is gone, how is silver going to make progress? Well, silver needs to make two threats so that the gold elephant can only guard one threat. So the easiest way to make two threats is to swarm the F3 trap. There's already a threat going in the C3 trap. If there were a threat in the F3 trap as well, then it would be quite difficult for gold to defend. How could gold defend? Gold elephant can't be two places at once, so the gold elephant would be overloaded. Here on 22S, silver might as well take that gold rabbit. So the game, in terms of, I think the game is more or less over as far as winning chances go for gold, but in terms of delaying to make the game last as long as possible, gold would want to think about stopping a swarm or stopping silver from taking over the C3 trap and being able to make threats in two places at once. The advancing the gold rabbit from A1 to A3, I understand the sentiment of wanting to create a gold threat, but we see what happened to the last rabbit that advanced with no support, or with only the elephant support. It takes a little bit more than just an elephant to force through a rabbit in most cases, and here the defense was pretty thick. So for gold to get some kind of activity, so one possible thing to think about is overprotecting the C3 trap. Another thing to think about is activating the gold horse. Once again, I approve in principle of the move that gold made, the strategy of trying to get the gold horse active. But if silver sees it here on 23S, the silver camel can simply come back to the D5 square, sitting on the gold horse, threatening to take it immediately. And so what's happened is by trying to get some activity for the gold horse, it can be captured more easily. I said earlier, after taking the gold rabbit, what will silver's next threat be? How will silver be able to create a second threat in order to overload the gold elephant? And it seems that the gold was cooperating and saying, here, I'll help you make a second threat. I'll give you my gold horse to be threatened. 23S, though, appears slightly inaccurate to me. The problem with 23S is that gold horse, the silver camel, didn't come all the way to freeze the gold horse. Since the gold horse is not frozen, it can now move to, like, let's say, push the silver dog out of the way and retreat back to the D4 square. So it could retreat. It could also push the cat out of the way and move up to the D8 square. From the D8 square, it could still be... in the meantime, it just takes a long time. So 24S, bold maneuver for the gold elephant to go after the silver camel. It's not threatening the silver camel, however. So silver has plenty of time here to take the gold horse and in the C3 trap and advance a rabbit. And by the time that gold camel can be captured, silver will be scoring a goal. There are now no defenders, no gold defenders except rabbits on the A, B, and C files. The situation here is a meat grinder, we've been calling it, or Zwickmühle, if you like the loan word. Silver will be able to capture gold pieces. The only way gold can defend the goal line from that advanced silver rabbit, the only way to defend the goal line is by putting pieces directly in the way. And any piece, particularly the piece on C1, that's in the way, can be flipped into the trap by the silver horse and captured. But if there's no piece on C1 for the silver horse to flip and capture, then the silver horse can step aside, allowing the rabbit to come directly to goal. So silver can grind up the gold pieces. The consolation for gold, again, is that it will not hurt for long. The game is only a few moves from over now. The fastest way, though, okay, let's stick with the plan of capturing the camel. The fastest way for gold to capture the camel would be to capture the silver rabbit in the F3 trap. And the silver rabbit could have been captured in four steps. I see that gold didn't do that. But the silver rabbit could have been captured in four steps by moving the dog to next to the cat to unfreeze it, and then using the cat to capture the silver rabbit. Then the silver camel would have been threatened. So now silver on 25X can capture the gold horse, and will shortly be creating a second threat. The silver camel can push through the trap into the F2 square, and once the silver camel is on the F2 square, we'll have a double meat grinder. We'll have the gold will be in a position of deciding, which trap should I defend? My gold elephant can't defend both traps, and I can only defend one and get beaten in the other. It would also be a reasonable strategy for silver to try to directly force a goal, bring the gold elephant into an even worse square to defend. The silver rabbit that's on the A5 square could use two steps to move to B4, and then the silver horse could come up to unfreeze it, moving the silver rabbit then down all the way to the B3 square. And from the B3 square, it would force the gold elephant to directly, without freezing that rabbit, the rabbit scores, and then the gold elephant is stuck and can't even contemplate running out after the silver camel. To prolong the game as long as possible, and that's clearly the only objective of gold right now, the silver camel should be prevented from moving through the F3 trap. So the gold dog can come over one step to unfreeze the gold cat, and then the gold cat can move through F3, pushing away the silver rabbit. That's not what happened, and now the silver camel can push its way to C2, but the better plan is to bring a silver rabbit from A5, bring that down to B3. Because advancing the gold rabbit actually makes the defense in that corner a little bit weaker even. Now that gold rabbit is not blocking the A3 square, the rabbit on B3 has more paths to goal. Silver split the move between attacking the C3 trap and advancing his rabbit. For gold to defend, and this is perhaps why the gold cat came into E2 in the last move. Now gold can defend the F3 trap for one more turn by advancing the gold cat up to the F4 square, one gold cat up to the F4, the other one onto E3, so then there will be two defenders. So F3 can be defended for one more turn. But the defense of the southwest corner is extremely weak. Now the silver rabbit will be able to advance on the next turn, be able to advance all the way to B2. I think that gold has given up on defense. Advancing his elephant to make one more feint up the A-file, maybe advance that rabbit up the A-file. It's quite easy now on 27S for silver. Silver can just bring a rabbit all the way to B2. From B2 or A2, it doesn't really matter. Spend a move on defense, capture the gold cat. Now, I think the quickest thing is for the C4 rabbit to come down. Capturing the gold rabbit does also set up an immediate gold threat. And this is the meat grinder in action. Now, gold, in order to not lose on the next turn, has to put another piece on the C1 square. Without a piece on the C1 square, the C4 rabbit can advance to C1 with the silver horse moving out of the way. I shouldn't say that's the only way to defend. One could also defend with the gold elephant coming back. So again, rabbit coming to b2, rabbit advancing to b2 is adequate to win, or the silver horse could capture the gold cat from c1, executing the meat grinder as it's typically executed. I don't know why there'd be a big preference from one way to win or the other. Here, silver is taking his time with this move, but almost anything is winning. The silver camel taking the cat in f3 is winning. The silver elephant taking the cat in c3 is winning. The c4 rabbit advancing to b2 is winning. The c4 rabbit advancing to a2 is winning. So there's plenty of ways to win. Gold rabbit is not much threat. There's this quite a thick defense, but I can understand the urge to go out swinging rather than to sit back and let yourself be destroyed. So now either the gold elephant has to come back to stop the goal, or I think also the goal can be stopped, the silver rabbit can be stopped by a gold rabbit coming from the F1 square, from F1 over to C1, putting a piece on C1 again for it to be ground up by the meat grinder. And there is just enough defense on the other wing that the silver rabbit doesn't get through there. So the gold elephant chooses to defend. Now the clear thing for silver to do is to take the cat in f3, and that will set up an immediate goal threat for the camel, and then the camel can grind up the pieces around f3. With the fourth step, I might advance the silver dog to unfreeze the rabbit. Okay, that's also another good move, moving the rabbit to directly threaten goal. When you force the opponent to take every last one of your pieces before arriving at goal, you know you've defended to the last drop of blood. I think that actually 29G was a stronger defensive move than I had considered. I was thinking about bringing the gold elephant back to B2, but I think pushing the silver rabbit to the side was stronger perhaps than what I had in mind. Gold can on 30G certainly stop goal for one more move. I say certainly stop goal for one more move. I don't know how certain of that I should be, but the gold elephant can come into the E3 square, can push the E4 rabbit back to E5, and then come down into the E3 square to stop that silver rabbit from scoring. So I think gold can hold out for one more move, but I don't think for two more moves. I think now, actually didn't hold out for two more moves because the silver rabbit can come across to goal, as it in fact did. So that was, as the great philosopher once described life, nasty, brutish, and short. However, that tends to happen when you lose your camel early. That camel advance in the opening, getting your camel in the middle of the board is just almost always a recipe for disaster. There have been successful strategies led by a camel, but the camel swarms almost always happen up the side, up one side or another, because if the camel is coming up the side, it can only be threatened in one trap, and the elephant can defend the camel in the trap that is threatened in. Camel in the middle can be threatened in both traps, as we saw. It can be forked between the two traps. And after that, once you're down a camel, you can struggle all you want, but fighting from a camel down is not fun at all. There are basically no strategies that work when you don't have a camel. I see that the victor has joined us. Congratulations. Do you have your microphone set up? Okay, I think our winner is unable to comment. But congratulations and to both parties, and with hereby the Ring of Fire is victorious 2-1 over the Atlantics in the inaugural match of the inaugural season of the Arima World League.